Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, June 15th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to review what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything, where he answered questions about how to reorder your Instagram profile grid. Good news, if you didn't know, you can now do that. As well as talking about how to adjust the algorithm and some new features that the Instagram team is working on. He'll also bust the myth that if you edit a post after you make it, it will hurt you in the algorithm. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Diving into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with the ones about the newest Instagram feature, the ability to reorder the grid on your profile page. The first question, how do I reorder my grid? I'm confused. Here's Adam's answer.
So in case you missed it, you can now actually reorder your grid on your profile. You just go to your profile and you can either click on edit profile and then there's a reorder grid option, or you can actually just long press on any piece of media in your grid and there'll also be a reorder grid option there, and then you can rearrange things as you see fit.
Let's stick on the reordering of the grid for one more minute. Someone said, loving the main grid rearranging. What about reordering on the Reels grid as well? Great question. If you didn't know, on Instagram, you have your main profile page that has all of your content, but then there's a Reels tab, which has all of your Reels. This person is asking, can they rearrange the Reels on that Reels page? Here's Adam's answer.
That is a good idea. Didn't think of that. Not sure how we didn't think of that, so I'll talk to the team.
I have a hunch that the team did think about that, but didn't find that most people go to the Reels tab on people's profiles. That's just my guess. Let's move on to the next question. Can I turn off my follower count? The answer to that is no, you cannot. People will always be able to see how many followers you have. Here's Adam's answer to that question.
No, there's no way currently to turn off your follower account. I think it's actually a pretty useful way for people to go and learn about other accounts, to go to profiles and look at who they follow and who follows them. But it is still, I think, worth considering, even though we haven't built it, because I do think it's good for people to have control over their profile. So I'll talk to the team and see if maybe there's something in that space that we can explore.
All right, the next question is about edits. But before we dive into that question, I want to give it a little bit of context. YouTube has YouTube Studio. That's where you upload your videos. And inside YouTube Studio is something called Ask Studio, which is an AI that can not only look at the content of your videos, it can also look at the comments, how those videos have performed. It can analyze your analytics and it can make suggestions for you based on those analytics. So you can say, how did the last video I made perform compared to my other videos, and help me to create ideas for future videos based on what you've seen do well on my account. This is a really creative way to figure out what sort of content you should be making based on actual data from your analytics. The Instagram team, through edits, is working on something similar. I'm going to let Adam explain, but the question, I see an AI assistant is coming to edits. Is that for content ideas, or what else does it do? Here's Adam's answer.
So we have a bunch of ideas about how an assistant might help you as a creator on edits. I think one of the things that we're seeing as we're talking to a lot of creators and experimenting with some early versions is a lot of people use it for ideation and brainstorming. But I do think there's probably a lot of also opportunity for an assistant that helps you actually edit video and even process and understand your insights of the videos that you've posted. So we want to explore all of these, see where there's the most demand, see where people are the most interested and they're getting the most value out of it, and then try to just double down on that.
I love the idea of an AI assistant that could edit video for me. As much as I love editing video, sometimes it is painfully slow. And so to have an AI assistant be able to do that editing, especially if it's, for instance, in a template or matching a trending video style right now, and the AI could just take that clip and make that video for me, I'm here for it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about if editing a post shortly after publishing impacts how the post does in the algorithm, if adjusting your algorithm changes what you see from accounts that you follow, and a rumor that Instagram is adding categories to help organize Reels. All of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, Let's talk about the ability to tweak your own algorithm. The question, does adjusting my algorithm change what I see from accounts that I follow? Here's Adam's answer to that question.
It does, but it also, I think, in maybe a slightly more powerful way, affects what you see from accounts you do not follow. Obviously, you've got posts from accounts you follow and you don't follow in your main feed when you open up Instagram. But your algorithm that you can see and edit now across the main feed and Explore and Reels tab through that little icon in the top right actually affects what you see from both connected and unconnected sources across all those surfaces.
Okay, so the answer to the question, does adjusting your algorithm change what you see from accounts that you follow? The answer to that is yes. So for instance, if you put down that you don't want to see any workout content because you're just not interested in that, and then a family member or a close friend posts workout content, you will not see that in your feed. You might say, I want to see content from my family, my friends, the people that I care about, but the algorithm will override that because you customized it. It does make sense. And of course, you can always go to that person's page and see their content there. It's just you won't see it in your feed as you scroll. All right, let's move on to the next one, which is busting a myth. Does editing a post shortly after publishing hurt the performance? Here's Adam's answer.
No, if you make a mistake and you need to do an edit or you had like a typo, that kind of thing, and you have to just end up editing a post right after you post it, no, it doesn't hurt your reach. Don't worry about it.
Since we're on the topic of editing a post after you've made it, historically, you've only been able to edit a caption on a post once you've made it, but now you have the ability to delete a reel and copy it to your drafts folder so that you can tweak it or re-edit it, whatever you need to do before you post it again. Instagram does say that when you delete a reel and copy it to your draft so that you can edit it, all engagement and comments will be lost. A copy of it will be available in drafts where you can edit and share it as a new reel. And you have the option to delete and copy that reel to your drafts or cancel and not edit it or delete it at all. Just good to know that those options are available if you want to edit after you've made that post. And the last question we're going to talk about today has to do with Instagram creating some kind of categories in order to organize reels into a playlist. The question, is the rumor about Instagram adding a categories feature to organize reels real or fake? Here's Adam's answer.
I'm actually not sure what this rumor is, so probably not true. We are definitely working and exploring for ways for people to connect reels. Like we have the ability to link from one reel to the other, for instance, and we're exploring and starting to test serials, which are, you can imagine it as like a show of mini episodes, and we're testing that in a couple countries right now. But I don't know of anything around categories specifically.
I think this is something Instagram needs to have. TikTok and YouTube both have the ability to organize playlists, where you can create a playlist of content that should go together for whatever reason, and people can watch through that playlist. I think Instagram really needs to add something like that as soon as possible. That's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. If you have questions that you would like me to answer on the show, send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media. I would love if you could send a voice recording and I could play that on the show if you feel comfortable. But I'd like to do an Ask Me Anything question and answer session on the show. Not as frequently as I do the Adam ones, but periodically. I'm interested in that idea. So send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media if you have some questions that you think would be a fit for the show. As always, thank you for listening. Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention. You gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.